This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on two-day visit to Vientiane in Laos from today. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, Secretary in East in the Ministry of External Affairs, Jaydeep Majumdar, said, during the visit, Mr. Modi will attend the 21st ASEAN-India Summit and 19th East Asia Summit. Mr. Majumdar informed that this will be the Prime Minister's 10th attendance at the ASEAN-India Summit. He said, Prime Minister Modi is travelling to Vientiane at the invitation of Prime Minister of Laos, Son Sein Sephandon. Mr. Majumdar said Prime Minister Modi, along with other heads of states in government of ASEAN countries, will review the progress of relation between India and ASEAN. Renowned industrialist and philanthropist Ratan Tata passed away in Mumbai at the age of 86. He had been undergoing treatment at private hospital and was in critical condition. N. Chandrasekhan, the chairman of Tata Sons, confirmed Mr. Tata passing in a statement. Mr. Tata joined the Tata Group in 1962. After serving in various companies, he was appointed director in charge of the National Radio and Electronics Company Limited in 1971. He was the chairman of Tata Sons, the holding company of Tata Group, from 1991 till his retirement on December 28, 2012. On December 29, 2012, Mr. Tata was confirmed with the honorary title of Chairman of Emirates of Tata Sons, Tata Industries, Tata Motors, Tata Steel and Tata Chemicals. One of the India's most respected business leader, Mr. Tata served as Chairman of Tata Sons over two decades. He was deeply involved in philanthropy through the Tata Trust and was honored with numerous awards including Padma Bhushan and Padma Vibhushan. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the demise of industrialist Ratan Tata. In social media posts, the Prime Minister said that he is deeply pained by the businessman Ratan Tata's passing away. Recalling his interaction with Ratan Tata, Mr. Modi said that his perspective was very enriched. He added, Mr. Tata has passion towards dreaming big and giving back to the society. Mr. Modi said he was the forefront of championing causes like education, healthcare, sanitation and animal welfare in the country. The Prime Minister said that Ratan Tata was visionary business leader with compassionate soul and extraordinary human being. The first phase of Second Army Commanders Conference for the year 2024 will be organized in a hybrid mode at Gangtok in Sikkim from today. The two-day conference will serve as forum for senior commanders to review current operational preparedness, deliberate on critical strategies and outline future directives. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will address the senior leadership and will be briefed on the emerging security challenge and the response of the army in the security domain. During the conference, the discussion will focus on critical national security issues and strategic aspects aimed at sharpening India's army warfighting capabilities. The government approved the supply of fortified rice to reduce anemia and micronutrient deficiencies, addressing a press briefing on cabinet decisions in New Delhi yesterday. Information Broadcasting Minister Ashnavi Vaishnav said this is a step towards inclusive development ensuring nutrition security. He said the total financial implication of the scheme will be over 17,000 crore rupees. Speaking on the Vikas Bhi Virasat Bhi initiative, the minister said India has rich maritime heritage and the rich maritime heritage needs to be preserved and developed. He said the government has approved National Maritime Heritage Complex in Lothal, Gujarat. Mr. Vaishnav said the Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on development of infrastructure in the border areas. In ICC Women's T20 World Cup, India registered their biggest ever margin of victory in Women's T20 World Cup history, beating Sri Lanka by 82 runs in Group A match at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium yesterday. This is India's biggest ever win of terms of runs in Women's T20 World Cup. And that is the end of this news bulletin.